pelting him. Soon he began to sneeze and cough, and finally he fell into a feverish sleep. When he awoke, he was no longer in the muddy field of wonders. He was lying in a clean white bed in a lovely room with mother-of-pearl walls. Hovering over him was a beautiful fairy with blue hair. She was stroking his burning forehead, and when she saw his eyes open, she gave him a glass of water with some white powder in it.
Drink this, dear, and soon you'll be up and well.
That's medicine, isn't it? I won't drink that bitter medicine. I won't. I won't.
But, Pinocchio, you're a very sick boy.
I don't care. You can't make me drink it.
Pinocchio, I want to ask you something. Why were you asleep in the field?
I was sleepy.
Did you bury some gold pieces there, as foolish people sometimes do?
No, of course not.
What did you bury there?
Some bean pods.
As Pinocchio told one lie after another, his nose began to grow. 1 inch longer for every lie he told, until it was so long he could not even turn around.
Ah, oh, Pinocchio, how funny you look.
Why do you laugh?
I'm laughing at your lies.
What lies?
Ah, look, Pinocchio, your nose grows even longer.
Good fairy, please help me. My nose is 2 feet long. What must I do?
You must tell her the truth, and then you must take your medicine.
I will, I will. Give it to me.
Pinocchio swallowed his medicine as fast as he could, and then he told his good fairy everything that had happened to him and apologized for lying to her, too. And now, as he spoke, his nose grew smaller and smaller until it was its normal size. The medicine had made him all well, and Pinocchio was ready to return to his father, Geppetto, who was so worried about him. So he kissed his good fairy goodbye and promised her he would go straight home. As he ran through the meadow, he said to himself,
I've been so stupid and so stubborn. I always want my own way, and I don't listen to those who love me. But from now on, I'll be different. I'm going to be the most obedient boy in the world. I'm going to go to school and study hard and make my dear father proud of me.
Well, as you see, quite a change had come over Pinocchio. But as he came closer to his village, he saw a boy lying at the foot of a haystack. The boy's name was Lampwick. He was the laziest boy in school and the biggest mischief maker. As Pinocchio ran by, Lampwick stopped him and invited him to go on a trip with him that night to the land of toys. He promised Pinocchio that he would never regret it, because in the land of toys, there were no such things as schools, no teachers, no books, and no work to do. He said the days would be spent in fun and enjoyment, and there would never be anyone telling them what to do and what not to do. Oh, poor Pinocchio, how tempted he was. Then, when Lampwick assured him that they would eat nothing but ice cream and cake and cookies and candy, Pinocchio forgot all about Geppetto and the good fairy and all his good intentions, and he told Lampwick he would go with him to the land of toys. It wasn't long until a wagon driven by 12 donkeys came along. It was filled with boys of all shapes and sizes, and the driver was a fat little man, as round and shiny as a ball of butter. Pinocchio and Lampwick climbed aboard, and by dawn the next day, they had arrived at that much longed-for country, the land of toys. It was filled with boys of all ages, and in the streets there was such a racket. Boys were playing marbles and turning